This is VOA News, via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Palestinians have rallied by the thousands after a ceasefire took effect in the latest Gaza war. The 11-day conflict left more than 200 dead, the vast majority Palestinians, and brought widespread devastation to the already impoverished Gaza Strip. But the rocket barrages fired by Gaza's militant Hamas rulers that brought life to a standstill in much of Israel were seen by many Palestinians as a bold response to perceived Israeli abuses in Jerusalem. The White House says that North Korea will be a key topic when U.S. President Joe Biden meets with South Korean President Moon Jae-in in Washington today. Moon has been hoping to use his first summit with President Biden this week to press a legacy policy of engaging North Korea, as Washington has played down the prospect of any quick impetus on the issue. Biden is set to prioritize boosting cooperation with Seoul on regional security more broadly, notably in response to the challenge posed by China. Myanmar's election commission, which was appointed by the junta, will dissolve the political party of the country's ousted leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. The junta, which took over in a coup in February, has claimed the country's November elections were fraudulent. Those elections were swept by Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party. Suu Kyi has been in detention since she was arrested just before the coup. More than 800 people have died in the ensuing violence. Now, opponents of the military's rule have formed an undercover national unity government and hope to set up a People's Defense Force to challenge the junta. For more on these and other stories making international news today, please visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The IOC is wrapping up its final planning sessions with Tokyo Olympic organizers just 2 months before the games are to open. Much of the focus is on persuading a skeptical public and medical community that the games should go ahead. The core problem is that 60% to 80% of people in Japan, depending on how the question is asked in public opinion polls, don't want the postponed Olympics to open in the middle of a pandemic, despite repeated assurances from organizers that games will be safe and secure. There is no indication so far that the games will be canceled. The International Olympic Committee has repeatedly said they're going ahead. But the IOC's most senior member, Richard Pound, in an interview with Japan's Jiji Press, said that the final deadline to call it off was still 1 month away. Forecasters expect yet another busy Atlantic hurricane season this year, but they say it won't be as crazy as 2020. The forecast from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, predicts 13 to 20 named storms. It says 6 to 10 of those will become hurricanes. It forecasts that 3 to 5 will be major hurricanes with winds of more than 110 miles per hour. That's more than the average year. But it's not like 2020, when forecasters had to dip into the Greek alphabet for names. Meteorologists say warm, wet water, lack of decapitating winds, no El Nino, and more storm seeds coming from Africa make it likely to be busy. The Biden administration will stop using immigration detention facilities in the U.S. states of Massachusetts and Georgia that are subjects of abuse allegations. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas announced that federal authorities will no longer use the jail facilities in Bristol County, Massachusetts, and the Irwin County Detention Center in Ocilla, Georgia. The Massachusetts facility has been accused of overcrowding and overall inhumane conditions. Detainees at the facility in Georgia report being subjected to medical procedures against their will. Prince Harry is candidly addressing his mental health journey on a new Apple TV series. He says tools learned in therapy helped him cope on his recent return to London for his grandfather's funeral. The Duke of Sussex reveals in The Me You Can't See that London is a place where he's felt trapped and hunted by cameras, leading to anxiety. He tells the Associated Press he was worried about it and afraid, but was able to work through it. Harry is co-creator and co-executive producer, along with Oprah Winfrey, on the Apple TV series, which aims to spark a global conversation around mental health issues. Via remote, Laurel Bowman for VOA News.